This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Republicans gathered in Pueblo this weekend to select candidates for the June primary. State Representative Scott Bottoms and Minister Victor Marks will both be on the ballot for governor. El Paso District Attorney Michael Allen and lawyer David Wilson will face off in the Attorney General's primary. All of the other major races will have only a single candidate. The assembly process was marred with problems, reflective of the ongoing divides within the state party. Vanessa Ruggles, chair of the La Plata County GOP, says they have to unite.
Because that is what's going to have to happen in order for us to be able to win. If we can't come together as a party, then it's going to be hard to move candidates forward and turn Colorado back red.
It's been a decade since the last time a Republican won statewide in Colorado. Delegates said they hope this year will start turning the tide. In Mesa County, officials are warning of a tough summer ahead. Orchard Mesa Irrigation District Manager Jackie Fisher says ag producers, including the orchards and vineyards there, are bracing for reduced flows.
We operate within our water rights and we cooperate where we can. But this year, the reality is stark. In places like the Grand Valley, there may simply not be enough water to satisfy all rights.
The towns are also concerned. Palisade Town Manager Janet Hawkinson says a fire in the wrong part of Grand Mesa could devastate the town's water reserves.
We are really asking people to be wise about wildfires at this time. If a wildfire was to go through our watershed, it would actually damage our water supply where we might not be able to provide water anymore at all.
Water officials across Mesa County say this summer could be one of the driest on record. This is CPR News and KRCC.